With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From the Berkshires to the Sound. From wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into this World Series edition of Inside the Parker. Man, coming up, we're going to talk with Adam Burke from VSiN about the World Series, the Texas Rangers getting their first World Series championship. Plus, I'll tell you why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. That and much more. Let's go.
Better up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
It was no surprise to me that Corey Seager was the MVP of the World Series. The Rangers shortstop was spectacular. And he has the moments. He had three home runs in the five-game series. None bigger than game one when he tied the game. They're down 5-3, bottom of the ninth, two-run home run. It changed the series. If the Diamondbacks win that game, they might have left on their way home with a 2-0 lead. If you remember, they won big in game two. So that was a turning point in the World Series. And now when you look at the numbers, Corey Seager has better numbers. Say it isn't so. Than Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson. Corey Seager's now won two World Series, two World Series MVPs. Pretty damn impressive. I'll give him the title of Mr. November. I'm not giving him the title of Mr. October. That belongs to Reggie Jackson. How about Mr. November? Since he won this World Series, and we're in the month of November.
Number two.
You're going to hear a lot of people now start to give Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Texas Rangers, some props. As he won his fourth World Series, took his third different team to the World Series. But I want you to know that more than 10 days ago, I was on the MLB Network and Brian Kenny with MLB Now. And I said that if Bruce Bochy won, that he would jump over Joe Torre and Walter Alston, who both won four World Series as managers, Walter Alston with the Dodgers, Joe Torre with the Yankees. And he's got to be considered one of the greatest manager, if not the greatest, in modern time. In modern time. Because to take three different franchises to the World Series and to win with the Rangers, a franchise that has never won, and now they have a championship. Remember when he won those three in San Francisco, the Giants had never won. They had Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, all these great players that played in San Francisco, never won. He won three there. He also took the San Diego Padres to the World Series. He's an impressive manager. His resume is second to none. I always think that when guys win in one place, if everything's aligned and, you know, and it can work out for you and you have a nice run and you win and you don't mess it up. But when you move around and you go to different franchises and you improve their standings and improve their chances of winning and you do win, you got to have something to do with it, because everywhere you go, they win. This reminds me of Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants, right? But he also took the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl. He got the Dallas Cowboys better. And one of his best coaching jobs was when he took the Jets. If you remember, the Jets were 1-15. And then 2 years later, he was in the AFC Championship game. That's what I'm talking about, coaching and managing. Bruce Bochy is the best modern-day manager going, hands down.
Number 3.
All right, the odds are out for next year's baseball season and next year's World Series champ. And it's not surprising. Usually in the NBA, whoever wins the championship is always the favorite the next year. That goes without saying, right? After Denver won, this coming year was all about Denver repeating. Not when you talk about baseball. The Rangers just won the World Series, and here are the top 4 odds, who have the best odds at winning the World Series next year. Number 1, the Braves. Number 2, the Dodgers, both disappointing this past year. Number 3, the Astros. My God, no Dusty Baker. They went to the ALCS 7 years in a row and still they're 3rd. And number 4, the Texas Rangers. That's how much baseball changes. What worked 1 year doesn't automatically going to work the next year. Rangers might not make the playoffs. That's how bad baseball is. If they lose Montgomery, you know, if DeGrom doesn't bounce back, if Scherzer has issues, they could easily fall to the side and not make the playoffs, or definitely not make the World Series.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Adam Burke. He is from VSiN. He is the managing editor of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Adam, my goodness gracious. Thanks for joining the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be here. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. And I got to say, not surprised that the Texas Rangers won the World Series. I picked them in 6. I was surprised they did it in 5. But my goodness gracious, what a year that they put together. How surprised are you that they wound up winning the World Series?
Yeah, pretty surprised, especially when you consider what happened to them the last 2 seasons where they, you know, did not perform very well. They spent a lot of money. They threw a lot of money at the problem, but they also wound up adding Bruce Bochy. You know, it was a guy that was maybe a difference maker for them throughout the course of the playoffs, pushing all the right buttons. So, you know, surprised in the sense that they had the pitching to get through, especially with Scherzer being hurt and no Jacob DeGrom. But Jordan Montgomery was terrific. Nate Eovaldi was way better than expected off of his
That was the big signing, don't you think? I mean, Adam, that was the one that – because he came with playoff experience. He's pitched in a lot of big games. I mean, I think that was – that and getting Bruce Bochy to come out of retirement, I think that that changed – what the Rangers were. And I love, a lot of people were critical of them when they signed Semien and Seager, you know, $500 million for, you know, two up the middle infielders. But I love what they were doing. Just give me your thoughts on some of those things.
Yeah. I mean, the Seager one obviously was huge. I mean, Seager now, you know, 2-time World Series champ and, you know, being the MVP doesn't hurt. He's just a terrific all around player too, where, you know, he's a really good defensive player, great offensive player, kind of has that clutch gene to him as well. You know, look, I mean, I think that, you know, they spent intelligently and it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward now, because the Rangers threw a bunch of money at their problems. And the Diamondbacks threw a bunch of internal scouting and analytics at their problems. Both teams had success. Let's see now what some of the big market teams do if they go out there and try to follow the spending pattern of the Rangers and get themselves to the top of the mountain.
See, here where I am on this thing, and I get it. I'm not saying just go out and throw money around to any and everybody. You said it, spend intelligently. But because I love the Semien signing as well. This guy is a really good player. Guess what? The Rangers played 179 games this year. Guess how many Marcus Semien played? 179 games. Guy had 100 RBIs from the leadoff spot. We know he has power. He had a great game 4 and 5 for them, put up big numbers. But I guess my point is, you can be Tampa Bay. You can be, you know, Arizona. You can be Miami, you can be Oakland, but you're not going to win. You might be good, you might get to the World Series, but you have to have big-time players. That's what I believe. And I think that's why these teams like a Tampa Bay and now in Arizona, they always come up short at the end, because you need guys who have been there, star players. That's, I truly believe that, to win a championship. Doesn't mean you can't get there. Am I off base, Adam?
Well, look, I mean, I think that you need hitters that are capable of hitting any kind of pitcher. You know, there are some guys out there that have big holes against velocity. There are some guys out there that can't hit breaking stuff. You know, you need to be able to hit it all when you get deep into the playoffs, because in theory, and this World Series doesn't really, you know, comply with what I'm about to say, but in theory, usually the best pitching is left at, when it all is said and done, when all the dust settles. These were not two very good teams on the pitching side. Texas's rotation was pretty good. Their bullpen was shaky for a long time. But you've got to be able to hit anything that gets thrown your way. And, you know, we saw the Phillies were too over-aggressive in the NLCS. Arizona played against that. Texas was not the same kind of team. Texas didn't chase nearly as much as Philadelphia did throughout the regular season. And it was that level of discipline that allowed them to score a lot of runs here in the World Series. So I think you need a diverse offensive skill set of guys that have a lot of strengths that complement each other.
Our guest is Adam Burke from VSiN. He has the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. He's the managing editor there. Let's talk about, I mentioned Bruce Bochy coming out of retirement to manage this team, wins a World Series, third team he's taken to the World Series, his fourth World Series championship. But will this also maybe put the rest? I know there aren't a lot of veteran managers sitting around looking for a gig or who's viable, but maybe that having a guy with some experience and a feel for the game and not just looking at analytics, and I'm not against analytics. I think they have to be mixed in, you know, but there's also a feel for the game. Is this a sign maybe that teams should maybe look at guys who can do that as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can also look at, you know, Houston. I mean, obviously they got there with A.J. Hinch, who's a very analytically savvy guy, but then they get back there with Dusty Baker, a baseball lifer who, you know, is definitely cognizant of analytics, but maybe it's not, you know, the thing that he completely relies on. I think it kind of depends on the team. Like, it kind of depends on the team, and it depends on the composition of the front office, where Texas is a very smart, very numbers savvy front office. They bring in a manager who, in you know, Chris Woodward, who was a guy who was also very analytics driven, and it just didn't really work out. So you keep all those numbers based principles, but then you bring in a Bruce Bochy. I'm a Guardians fan. It's the same thing that Cleveland did, where they had Manny Acta, then they brought in Terry Francona, and all of a sudden they were on a rocket ship where they still believed in all the analytics, but they had that guy who's able to keep everybody's spirits up in the clubhouse and, you know, push the right buttons in those high leverage spots, stuff like that. I think it depends on the composition of the team. I think it depends on the composition of the front office, the message they're trying to send, how they get it across. And I don't think it's a coincidence that a guy like Bochy's won, you know, four World Series now, as you mentioned, getting there with three different teams. I do wonder going forward how those dynamics look, because a lot of those baseball lifer guys that have been around for a while are retiring. They're in their 70s. They're, you know, pushing 80.
No, I agree. Like, there's not a lot of people there that viable. I mean, I can't really go, hey, so-and-so sitting there. And then Buck Showalter just got fired from the Mets. You know what I mean? He won 101 games a year ago, 2 years ago, and then this past year was a total disaster. So you start to look around, and I don't know. Is there another job for Buck?
There certainly could be. I mean, there will be some team who had one of those numbers-driven managers that wasn't really able to relate all that well to the players, and they may look at it and say, hey, you know, we need a Buck Showalter type. You know, we need one of those baseball guys that, you know, commands respect, largely does so, you know, quietly. And look, I think that, you know, just an example going with the San Francisco Giants, right? I think Gabe Kapler is a brilliant baseball mind. He knows the analytics inside and out. He's a fitness freak, so he's going to kind of command that from his players as well, being in shape and all that. I think there are a lot of really positive attributes for a guy like Gabe Kapler. But it didn't work with the Giants, where Farhan Zaidi is extremely numbers-driven, and they go with Bob Melvin, a baseball lifer, a guy who's been on these, you know, managing these teams that are very much into analytics, Oakland, San Diego. The Giants may seem to be looking at the same kind of thing that we're talking about here of, we have all this data, we have this messaging, but now we need that veteran, you know, comfortable kind of guy to put us over the top. So maybe San Francisco is a team that we need to kind of watch closely as another test case of this.
Adam, let me ask you this. Of all the things that stand out on this playoffs and whatnot is what the Texas Rangers were able to do. Remember, they choked down the division the last day. They lost 1-0, and the Astros won the AL West. Everybody thought, what a disaster. You know, like, they were in first place virtually all year, had that bad month, and then kind of fell out, came back. The Astros had a bad 2 weeks, and it looked like they were going to win the division. They didn't do that. Then they go on the road and win all 11 postseason games. I've been covering baseball since 1986. I cannot. Baseball is it's hard to win that many games on the road. What do you make of that when a team can just win every day on the road? Is incredible. Have you seen anything like this?
No, I mean, it's thoroughly impressive. And again, I mean, you know, not only did they lose the division, but they forced themselves into the wild card round. And, you know, they were certainly at risk in that wild card series for sure, right out of the gate. The thing I think is, you know, home field in Major League Baseball is not a blanket thing across the board. It's one of those things where if you have a distinct ballpark advantage that you try to play to, like a Baltimore, for example, you know, they make all the renovations in left field. They get a bunch of left-handed pitchers, guys that pitch to contact, stuff like that, because they can do that. Well, that's all well and good, but on the road, it doesn't always work. For the Rangers, their team was built to win no matter where they were. And that's something I think that front offices are going to have to look at and say, hey, it's all well and good for us to play to our advantages in the 81 home games that we have, but what do we do when we go out on the road? You know, what happens then? And I think Texas was just perfectly built to where the venue didn't really matter. And ironically enough, I mean, they lost most of their games at home in the playoffs.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And, you know, it's funny. I was on Brian Kenny's show on MLB Network, MLB Now, and after Arizona lost game one, I said that they were cooked. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and I said, they were cooked because all the things they had done during the playoffs, stealing bases, you know, every time they stole a base and they won a game, you know, they won that game or whatever. They had all these check marks that they all had, and their closer Seawall was 6-0 up until that point. So they had all those things working. And then they give up game one. That's a big give up, especially when you know the Rangers are play well on the road. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, you let them off the hook, off the mat. They should have been down 2-0 in that World Series. Give up a 2-run home run to Seager in the ninth, and then Garcia gets you on the 11th with a walk-off. So the Rangers, I just thought, like, there's something about this team this year. I picked them to win the West. When the playoffs started, I picked them to go to the World Series. And it might be a one-year thing, Adam. It might have just been, you know, everything aligned for them. But I still think if you're a baseball fan and you're a fan of the Rangers, I would take this one World Series, even if they don't win again in 15 or 20 years. And they spent money and they did what they had to do, because that's really what it is. It's about for fans. People don't expect to win every year, do they?
No, I mean, definitely not. It's something that you're lucky if you're in a position to try and take it for granted, like a Houston that's, you know, made deep runs pretty much every year for the last 7-8 years. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, I'm a Guardians fan. So 1948 is the last World Series that they've won, lost in game seven twice. I was at every game of the World Series against the Cubs. I'm still not over it. It was 7 years ago. And I just want that feeling one time. And I think, to me, baseball is the hardest championship to win.
100%.
Just because of the sheer number of games, the variance of the playoffs. To me, it's the hardest one to win. So if you get one, if your favorite team gets one for you, savor every single second of it, because it's a very, very hard thing to come back and do again.
It is. And I think fans down in Arlington and Texas, I mean, the Rangers fan, you know, their first ever. You could just imagine what kind of celebration it's going to be, you know. And to think about this, even if you're the Rangers, and the Cowboys, everything's about the Cowboys, you know that, down in Dallas and in that area. And the Cowboys haven't been to a conference championship since like 95 or something. Like, think about that. The Rangers have been to the World Series three times since the last time the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl. And look at the team that has that brought a championship home to Dallas.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. And, you know, look, I mean, the Dallas Stars aren't bad either. You know, if you talk about the hockey side of things too, I mean, you know, that's a team that's made a couple of nice runs here. I know they made the Stanley Cup Finals in the bubble there, but, you know, look, I mean, it's one of those things, again, you can't take it for granted. I mean, you know, in Cleveland, we got the Cavs title, you know, in 2016. And while that was great, never really grew up that much of a basketball fan. I want a World Series, and then next I want a Super Bowl, and Cleveland will burn to the ground if they ever win a Super Bowl. But, you know, it's a very, very awesome feeling, I imagine. Hopefully I can feel it one day. But yeah, like you said, I mean, for it to be the Rangers, you know, and especially because they had the back-to-back disappointments, losing 2010 and 2011 and then not getting back, you start wondering, hey, is this ever going to happen? So good for them. Good for their fan base. Great team. we'll see how things go going forward, because, you know, they'll lose Jordan Montgomery in all likelihood, but, you know, Scherzer will come back healthy. They'll get DeGrom back at some point. They can at least make a, you know, another run at it here.
Right. And that's all you want to do. Like, after you win, if you can just kind of keep some of your pieces together. I love the Seager, Simeon for years to come, you know, like, and they bash the ball. They're a fun team to watch. I think that's the brand of baseball. And I think that's, when I look at Tampa Bay, and I'm not here to rip on the Rays, but, you know, like, even when they started the season, what they win, Adam, 12 or their first 12 or 13 games, remember they got off to that great start, couldn't put people in the it's not exciting. It's not fun. I think there's a brand that has to be sold as well, and not just kind of robotic, you know, not exciting winning. I think people want, like, who are you? What is your brand? What are you doing? The Texas Rangers are bashers. And I think that came across as they wrapped up this World Series. You see home runs and triples and all kinds of runs scored. It was incredible. That's what they did against the Astros as well in the last two games of that series. They put up 20 runs in the last two games in the postseason to go to the World Series.
Yeah, and I think what will be intriguing to see going forward is, you know, there will be a lot of talk about how this was the lowest rated World Series ever, and there wasn't a whole lot of excitement. It was, you know, very regional. And we'll see if Rob Manfred changes the playoff format or if he makes any change. I know he talked about the decreased importance of starting pitchers and if he'll make a difference with that. But attendance was up a lot around Major League Baseball. The pitch clock was very successful. There were more than 1,000, there were over 1,000 more stolen bases this past season than we saw in 2022.
And the TV ratings, you know, during the regular season was up as well, 10 or 12%.
Right. So I'm curious to see, you know, where baseball kind of goes going forward. I mean, we still had a ton of home runs. We had 653 more home runs this season than we had last season, on top of the stolen bases, on top of all the additional run scoring, all that. So the game is in a pretty healthy spot, but you do wonder how much they continue to tinker with it, you know, with rule changes, strategy changes, stuff like that. But these changes were all positives. I mean, the only thing that kind of went wrong for Major League Baseball this season, outside of, you know, individual players with different, you know, assault allegations, things of that sort, is the two teams that they had in the World Series.
Right.
And it was still, I mean, game one was epic.
I'm with you. I was there in Arlington for that. And I've been covering baseball since 1986. My first World Series was when the ball rolled through Bill Buckner's legs. I covered that World Series for the Daily News in New York. I was 22. So I've been to some over all these years. And that game won. And I try to tell people you don't get to see walk-off home runs in the postseason like that. Joe Carter, what was that, 93? And then before that, it was Kirk Gibson in 88. Like, it just doesn't happen that often. So that was pretty impressive. And I'm with you. If you get to see something like that, that's like a memory you'll never forget.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, I used to be a season ticket holder in Cleveland before I moved out here to Las Vegas to join VSiN. So I've seen a lot at the ballpark. I mean, I've been there for an unassisted triple play. I've seen a no hitter before. You know, I've seen the year where the Indians hit all those grand slams, stuff like that. You see a lot of special things at the ballpark, but a walk off in the playoffs, specifically the World Series, that's unmatched for sure.
No doubt about it. And last thing, are the Oakland A's coming to Vegas so that you will be able to see baseball in Las Vegas? Is that still, what are you hearing?
I don't know. I mean, I think so. You know, I think baseball is going to be a real tough sellout here in Vegas. First of all, it's 1,000,000 degrees in the summer. Second, I mean, you know, the Raiders are able to have success because it's once a week and visiting fans come in. The Golden Knights have a ton of success because they were an expansion team. That is Las Vegas's team. The people here absolutely love that franchise. The A's, I mean, it's been a long time since they've been good. And I think baseball is just a tough sell. So I think it'll happen. I'm just not sure how successful it'll be.
Yeah, I think they have a chance. I heard they want to do 4 o'clock games so that people can go to the ballpark. And I think if you come out to Vegas, you might plan your trip around your team being out there as well for a lot of visitors. You know, so it'll be like, I think a lot of people who come to visit, it'll be very similar to that. But Adam Burke, man, from VSiN, he's at the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, the managing editor. Great talking baseball with you. I enjoyed the World Series. I know it was just five games, and and with smaller markets. But I got there were some memories there of me watching, and I was happy to be in Arlington for game one and two and got to see it up close. So, Adam, thanks a lot. We'll have you on again. Appreciate you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 555 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. Yes, I know people are going to point and say, well, look, the matchup, the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, small markets, well, America tuned out is going to be the lowest rated World Series ever. Yes, this and all that, that's fine. But this is what makes baseball attractive around the country to so many places. We already know baseball last year sold over 70 million tickets. That's where fans take the money out of their pockets, buy tickets, and go to the ballpark. That's more combined attendance than the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLS all combined. 70 million people went through the turnstiles. And the Rangers winning a World Series doesn't happen often in these other sports. It would be equivalent of Portland, the Trailblazers, winning an NBA championship. Good luck waiting for that to happen. The same few teams in the NBA are always in the mix. That's why the Lakers and Celtics both have a gazillion championships, because it's the same teams. The NFL, you have your dynasties, always, or teams that are always in the mix. It was the Patriots forever, for God's sakes. Now it's the Chiefs. And you have teams like that, and they dominate for a long time. At one time, it was the San Francisco 49ers, the Dallas Cowboys. The Jets are still waiting for a championship since 1969. The Lions have never even been to a Super Bowl. I could go on and on and on. And the Rangers, they won. But think about this. This is their third time they've been to the World Series, so it wasn't like they never get there. Small market teams can get there. Tampa Bay's been to the World Series a couple times. So this is what makes baseball attractive to the masses, is that their teams don't have to be super teams or these big-time spenders in order to just be able to win a World Series. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.